sitting here in the dark on my porch all alone, and I can barely even afford to pay my phone bill, yeah. Well, I'm a starving artist, and I still gotta have a day job, but I know where my heart is. It's right here behind my guitar. And I turn into a nervous wreck when I think about trying to make a living singing songs, cause I can't compete with burlesque dancers, and I can't compete with chicks in drag. And I'm a sarcastic chick with trucker mouth who really wants to make it big. Yeah, right, I'm gonna make it big singing songs about myself and how much I love women. All I really wanna do is make a living singing songs, but how will I get on the radio when I cuss and swear and sing about loving women? I sing about loving women. Relationships are so hard for me to figure out, they just baffle me and freak me out. But what baffles me even more is every woman I've been with leaves the province when we break up. What's up with that? Was it really all that bad? All I really want to do is fall in love for real, but how will I get that chance when y'all keep moving away? Yeah, yeah, y'all keep moving away, yeah. Met you at the festival, and you said that you liked my stuff, and I thought you were really cute, but I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to do, and so we got married in my head just a few minutes after that, and we drove off in my station wagon into that proverbial sunset. All I really want to do is drive off to the sunset with you, but how will I get that chance when my car keeps breaking down now, and I keep breaking down too, yeah. So, will you go out with me? Do you wanna be my date? I mean, I think we could be really great together. But I can see you're a little skeptical, and I think I know what you got on your mind. So I promise and I swear it's true, I won't write any songs about you. I know I said I wouldn't write a song about you, baby, but I lied, cause this one's all about you. It's all about you, yeah. Sitting here in the dark on my porch all alone, and I can barely even afford to pay my phone bill, yeah. Well, I'm a starving artist, and I still gotta have my day job, but I know where my heart is. It's right here behind my guitar, yeah, yeah. It's right here behind my guitar, yeah, it's right here behind my guitar.
two very out songs by women over 20 years apart. I'm J.D. Doyle, and opening the last segment of Songs I've Been Meaning to Play was Canadian artist Kate Reid and her song Starving Artist from her 2006 album Coming Alive. And I followed it with Catherine D'Amato and I Love a Woman from the album First Loves from 1985. And here's more woman love with Jean Gauthier and the song Sweet Lovin' Woman from her 2008 CD Feels Like Home.
I've got a sweet loving woman. I've got a sweet, I've got a sweet loving woman. I've got a sweet loving woman. Makes me wanna rush on home.
Ladies, that can't be denied. But them matching aprons hide a wilder side. And they will tell you about Paris over countless cups of tea. And maybe you will get the clue, but first it eluded me that they're the founding mothers of the revolution of mating with a blatant disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire, years before they cut their hair. Four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven, sitting and knitting and loving their whole life through. Hattie and Maddie met through Gertrude Stein one summer day at a déjeuner divine. Hattie said, I'm fond of La Joconde and her strange and sexy style. So Maddie said, well, Leonardo's dead, but I know what made her smile. Now Hattie and Maddie bake for the neighborhood. 4 years they've been spreading love in any way they could. It's a special recipe that they got from Alice B. So I should have known when I heard the groans, but it took me years to see that they're the founding mothers of the revolution of mating with a blatant disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire, years before they cut their hair. Four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven, sitting and knitting and loving their whole life through. Disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire, years before they cut their hair. Four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven, sitting and knitting and loving their whole life through. Yes, they're the founding mothers of the revolution of mating with a blatant disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire, years before they cut their hair. Four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven, sitting and knitting and loving their whole life through.
Now, long-time listeners have heard this song before on QMH, as I've played it by its writer, Eric Swartz. But I know he was pleased for Holly Neer to record it. You can find it on her 2006 CD, Show Up. A sad note coming up, as we've lost two of our artists to cancer in the last few weeks. First, Janelle Rock. I remember meeting her in 2004 when she was nominated for an Out Music Award for her album, Quiet Thrill. The song she sang at the awards event was Gertrude and Stein's.
I like the girls and I like a good beer, together in my own confines. And if I opened a women's bar, I'd name it Gertrude and Stein's. I love all the new microbrews, the bitter and the dark designs. But I would rather drink it down in a place called Gertrude and Stein's. On tap, the pints would slap down on a bar that shines. beer would flow and bawdy women would go to Gertrude and Stein's. Types of girls, but mostly there'd be the big, bold, artistic kinds. You can smoke a cigar or be whatever you are at Gertrude and Stein's. The maybe you'd meet your own Alice B, exchange some passionate lines. Old Gertrude would have had a cow at Gertrude and Stein's. On tap, the pints would slap down on the bar that shines. The beer would flow and bawdy women would go to Gertrude and Stein's. Stein's. On tap, the pints would slap down on a bar that shines. The beer would flow and bawdy women would go to Gertrude and Stein's.
And also a victim to cancer was Katie Ryder. I met her at the Houston Women's Festival in 2004. I've got three of her four albums, and they are all so excellent, it was tough to pick a song. But I chose I Will Love You from her last album, Simplicity.
If you told me all your dreams, would it make you cry? If I told you that I know you, if I told you that I knew all the things she did to you, if I told you that I loved you, oh. Life isn't as easy as you hoped it would be. The challenges they face you, they front you, praying only that you'll see the light that lies within. 'Cause I am here to love you, I will love you. When the rains come crashing down, I will love you. When there's nothing left for you, yeah, I will love you. Can't you see what I see in you? I will love you. A choice, what will it be? Is there any way to save you, to keep you? Hoping only that you'll see the strength that lies within. 'Cause I am here to love you, I will love you. When the rains come crashing down, I will love you. When there's nothing left for you, yeah, I will love you. Can't you see what I see in you? I will love you. You've had don't you live your life for her, just like you always do? 'Cause I am here to love you, I will love you. When the rains come crashing down, I will love you. When there's nothing left for you, yeah, I will love you. Can't you see what I see in you? I will love you. When the rains come crashing down, I will love you. When there's nothing left for you, yeah, I will love you. Can't you see what I see in you? I will love you.
What a sad loss of Janelle and Katie. And here's a song that I think's kind of fun, and I've been wanting to slip it into a show, and it's got some good history to it, going back to 1976. The act was called the New Miss Alice Stone Ladies Society Orchestra, and that year they released an EP. Okay, better stop. How many of you know what an EP is? Raise your hands. That was a 7-inch, 45 RPM vinyl record with two songs on each side. Anyway, the group had several lesbian members and was co-founded by Miriam Cutler, who wrote the song I'm going to play and sings lead. Miriam, by the way, is these days a noted Los Angeles film composer. And if you visit YouTube, you can find a video she uploaded of the band doing a live version of this song called White Girls Can't Sing the Blues.
Yes, it's true, 'cause Billy was black in Bessie too. So what's a poor blue white girl to do? Now I'm feeling lonely, and I'm feeling blue. My honey has left me for some ingenue. He's stolen my heart and my money too. What's a poor blue white girl to do? I can't drown my sorrows in some cheap brand wine. My body can't take it just to soothe my mind. He left me a baby, girls coming through. I'm losing my house and the car that's still new. Please give me an answer, I'm asking you. So what's a poor blue white girl to do? But indulging would only get me deeper in debt. They say that white girls can't sing the blues. Well, honey, you know, whoa, whoa, I guess it's true. 'Cause Billy was black in Bessie too. So what's a poor blue white girl? A poor blue white girl. What's a poor blue white girl to do?
Well, did they prove that white girls can't sing the blues? From 1976, named after a famous suffragist, the new Miss Alice Stone Ladies Society Orchestra. Up next are a couple of cabaret pop artists with new CDs. I'm starting with Dwayne Britton, and his self-titled debut CD is on Leela Sachs' label LML Music. That label has quite an impressive catalog. You'll know the song I picked by Dwayne, Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, they're only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, but I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it, and look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. And are these the sweet sounds that call the young sailor? I think they're one and the same. I've heard them too many times to ignore it. There's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. La da da dee da da da. La da 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 da.
I guess no one understands me quite that way. When we know deep down that it's not right, why do we choose to stay? I don't get what I give. It's a simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line, don't give too much, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you see. Don't waste time on an unsure heart. I've often heard people say, what makes us think we can change someone when it's us that we need to?
to change. I don't get what I give. It's a simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line, don't give too much, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you. Maybe you're the one for me. Maybe it's not gonna be. Maybe I should let you go. Maybe I'll be the last to know. I don't get what I give. It's a simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line, don't give too much, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you. What I give, this is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you see.
Following Duane Britton was Jeffrey Wilgus and I Don't Get What I Give from the album Signature. And another new album I quite like is by Barry Gould. Before his song, Walking and Running, you'll hear him talk about the album.
It's a collection of songs that reflect who I am in all aspects of my life. The fact that I'm gay, the fact that I have dogs, the fact that I'm a juvenile diabetic. It's all there. There's a little bit of everything. I've been writing songs for a lot of different people over the years, and when you do that, you have to sort of lose yourself and try to put yourself in the place of somebody else. And with this CD, I didn't want to do that.
West in Hollywood I went, walking and running. I stopped at Mickey's for a drink. The waitress was a man, I think. She said my feet are killing me. Walking and running behind. Everybody's in a rush, passing but not catching up. Time's a train and we're all on the bus.
Walking and running, keep walking and running, keep walking and running.
And now this segment will experience a distinct change in tone. You were warned. Okay, what happens when you just get tired of hearing the expression that something or someone is so gay? Well, if you're the duo of Chris and Michael Von Tanner, you write a song about it.
I wrote it because, well, first of all, there's this saying that the kids say, you know, the youth in this country, oh, that's so gay. And then whenever I go, excuse me, and they go, oh, I don't mean it that way. And I go, well, how do you mean it then? And they don't know, because, of course, that is how they mean it. And Michael's mother just screamed at Michael one day, why do you guys have to be so gay? And he said, because we are, Mom. We just got in our car and went home. But that's where that song comes from.
Why do you have to talk like that? And why do you have to walk like that? Why do you have to say those things? And why do you wear so many rings? You've got them coming out of your ears and your nose, from your belly button down to your toes. And in between, I don't want to know. I'll be okay as long as they don't show.
Why do you have to be so gay? Why do you have to be so gay?
I know. I read somewhere that it all started with those colored hankies.
Colored hankies.
You see, if a guy wore one in his left pocket, he gay. And if he wore it in his right, then he received the spankies.
Receiver.
Something like that.
You are my son, not my daughter. Why do you want to dress like me and not your father?
Okay, so just answer me one question.
Okay.
Was it something that I did?
Oh, come
or
on.
Is it something that your father did?
Mom.
Or is it when you were born where we just...
Mom, just shut up.
When I turned 11, my daddy said to me, son, when you're all grown, what would you like to be? Well, without hesitation or a second thought, this is what I said. Believe me,
or not.
I wanna be a Shangri-La girl.
Shangri-La.
I wanna dance like the marmalade.
Let me.
I wanna sing my favorite Shirelle song and
wear my hair like a rock off your neck.
It's my very first party.
Oh, thank you. Have a good time, you guys.
Hey, has anybody seen Johnny?
Excuse me, nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. But Jimmy left at the same time. Why was he? got no reason to smile. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Jimmy and Johnny just walked through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise. Jimmy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Good friend, get out of my house, because it's my party. My party. And Johnny, you can go with him. Get your fat ass out of here anyway. I noticed that you gave him my ring that you're supposed to give me for my birthday surprise, remember? Because it's my party, so I'll just cry if I want to. So everybody just go away, because I'm going to cry. It's my party.
Von Tanner is the duo of Chris and Michael Von Tanner, and the first two tracks were from their 2007 album, So Gay. I want to thank Chris for providing me with the unreleased track, It's My Party. He knows I just love queer versions of girl group songs of the 60s. In fact, in October of 2005, on QMH, I did a 3-hour special on them. So I'm taking this opportunity to play the songs that fit this classification that I've discovered since then. And the artist does not have to be gay. They just need to sing gay. So I'm starting off with, I presume, a straight artist, David Roeder, and a novelty 45 he released in 1979 called Not He's a Rebel, But He's a Rabbi.
See that rabbi standing over there with the embroidered yarmulke and the wavy red hair. He's so shy, he's so fine. Got to make the rabbi mad, all mine. Rabbi's dancing when we're dancing to the music. I get ideas with yo two sets of dishes and yo he filled the fishes, all mine. I get ideas, but my mother keeps on telling me. My mother keeps on telling me he's a rabbi and he'll never be any good. He's a rabbi and he'll
And in 2007, the band Grizzly Bear recorded the Carole King and Jerry Goffin song, first done by the Crystals in 1962, that, to no one's surprise, was not a hit for them. What were they thinking? 1962 and a song called He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Grizzly Bear includes openly gay lead singer Ed Drost, and the song came from their EP, Friend. In 1982, Los Angeles punk band Red Wedding was building a local following. From that year are them doing Chapel of Love and All Dressed Up.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love. Birds will sing and the sun will shine. I'll be his and he'll be mine. We're gonna love until the end of time and we'll never be lonely anymore. Because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of
love. He's just a modern piece of Tarzan meat. Jesus, the cannibal gorge, and I'm brave to blow away if they happen to me. Somehow, movies are bloody. Trains. You'll probably kill Judy Garland tonight.
All dressed up,
so we could give a fuck.
All dressed up,
we can hide our thoughts.
All dressed up,
we can cool our heels. Something to spend now and then. She'll probably kill a lover tonight.
All dressed up,
so we could give a fuck.
All dressed up,
we can hide our thoughts.
All dressed up,
we can cool our heels.
All dressed up,
so we can give a fuck.
All dressed up,
we can hide our thoughts.
All dressed up,
we can cool our heels. Whoa!
And there's a movie making the GLBT Film Festival circuit about my favorite punk band. It's called Pansy Division, Life in a Gay Rock Band. Here's the trailer for the film and an outtake called Twinkie Twinkie Little Star.
When we started the band, nobody was out in pop music. No one.
Pansy Division's reason for existence
is me just trying to deal with my alienation.
We were trying to be what we didn't see when we were growing up.
This is what I've always wanted to do, where I can be whoever I want to be.
I can't name a heterosexual band that writes about fucking so much.
I mean, usually a Kinsey 6 has some redeeming value, but this one really has none, I think.
And that was Irwin Keller, who is the character Winnie in the Kinsey 6, describing their latest album. The album was released on July 22nd, and it's named 666, and I've therefore already described it as three times the pop perversity. To me, Kinsey 6 albums and their shows are events, but at times you need a bit of bravery when trying to interview them. I started, I thought, fairly safely by asking about the song, Send in the Clones.
Send in the Clones. Okay, so Send in the Clones, you know, the title, of course, was, you know, obviously a parody of Send in the Clones Waiting to Happen. And the lyrics that Ben wrote were some stinging critiques of the gay community, of sort of the circuit party side of the gay community. That said, then it was up to Chris. Chris did the arranging on that one. And the thing about Send in the Clowns, I mean, for all of the brilliant stuff that Sondheim has written, for this song to be his most popularly known, I mean, it's just kind of deadly. Just a slow waltz. And you just, can't wait for it to be over musically. And Chris just had the idea of, if it's going to critique sort of the circuit, let's do it as like a circuit party dance song. And so that was his idea to soup it up. And I think it's maybe my favorite arrangement on the CD. I think it's so exciting to listen to. It's really upbeat and it really sounds like a dance number. And that's one that I can listen to over and over.
No. No.
Don't I look rich? Dancing to share Kenneth Cole's shoes on the ground, chest shaved and bare. Send in the clones.
Ba 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 ba.
give an air kiss. Have you got loot? Let's dance on crystal all night till we hit. Where are the clowns with their cell phones?
Now that I've shopped all the right stores, knowing my pecs and my income are bigger than yours, I'll make my gym entrance again with my usual flair. I'm sure of my wine. How is my hair?
Ooh, ba 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 ba. Don't you own land? Your fault I fear. I thought that you earned what I earned. Pity, my dear. But where are the clones? All testosterone. Straight acting, not queer.
Don't act Nelly here, dear. Charity's fixed. I go twice a year. Those black tie dinners have cute boys and help my career. There I'll find clothes, all quaffed and cold. Don't bother, they're here.
Like track 14? Oh, you didn't.
What was track 14?
Sheep fucking guy.
Now, listeners who know the original will immediately have figured out what song that parodies.
Well, of course. I knew it before I heard it.
You know, that song actually has a special place in my heart because in the very first time the Kinsey Six had a theatrical run in 1995, our pre-show music was all, 1960s girl group music. And Sweet Talkin' Guy was the song that we were hidden in this, at Josie's Cabaret in San Francisco, in what they called a dressing room, but it was just a bathroom with a toilet, and we were closed in for the whole time the audience was coming in. And the way we knew that we were about to be introduced was that Sweet Talkin' Guy was the last song. So I would always get all these butterflies during the song, because I knew we were about to go on stage and we were so new at it. So that song has always held a special place in my heart. And then when Ben, one day of our group, showed up and said, "Oh, we should do it as Sheep Fucking Guy," I both had some difficulty getting over, the fact that for me it was a little bit sacred, this song. But also I was delighted because I've always wanted to sing that song. And, that's gotta be one of my favorites on the CD. You know, every serious performer needs to have a certain number of bestiality related songs. And we Kinseys are not only no exception, but we try to go that extra mile and have at least several, which we have had. In fact, it's not even our first song that we've recorded about sheep. So, as Kinsey Six fans could tell you, but I think it's our most rollicking. I think it's our catchiest, and people have been complaining to me a lot about not being able to get that particular song out of their heads, and they're a little bit angry about it.
Rachel!
Yes, Winnie?
I saw that bow of yours.
Ooh, with the one on my head? How can you miss it?
No, honey, the one in your panties.
I'm not wearing that one today.
No, I'm talking about the beau that you've been dating.
Honey,
he's cheating.
My little lamb chop is with another girl?
No, worse. Another species.
He's a sheep fucking guy. He'll sheep fantasize. If your heart's bleeding for him, he'll pull the wool over your eyes. He'll feed you flowers, then shear your hair and collect the wool. He's a sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Smells of sheep perfume.
but his mouth tastes like brine.
He is Alvine.
He's got things under his skin, but Lord knows where he's been.
He's
not just one role in the hay, it's a role that he'll always play. He's a sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy. Sheep fucking guy.
Why does he love me like a ewe?
He's a sheep fucking,
sheep fucking, sheep fucking, sheep fucking guy. Stay away from him, stay away from him, stay or you'll be crying. He just rimmed a ram, he just rimmed a ram, though I am just crying.
He'll call you sweet lamb today, then he'll herd you and run away. He's a sheep fucking,
sheep fucking,
sheep fucking,
sheep fucking,
sheep fucking,
sheep fucking,
sheep fucking, sheep fucking guy. Stay
sheep, 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 sheep,
away
guy.
From him.
Sheep, sheep, sheep fucking guy.
Ram.
Sheep, sheep, sheep fucking guy.
He did just ram.
Sheep, sheep, sheep fucking guy. Now sing out so you'll be heard. He's a sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking guy.
Sheep fucking.
Sheep fucking.
Sheep fucking.
Sheep fucking.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Sheep.
Sheep. Fuck.
Fuck.
Mary had a little lamb.
Only Donald had a fun.
He got a hip,
I got a fly.
Don't know if I'll find me a man or I die.
And hell,
love is love.
I'll probably look back at this someday and say to myself, oh, you didn't just play that. But until that day, this is J.D. Doyle, and I'm finally to the end of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play special. And I especially thank those who suffered through the over 4 hours of it. You've obviously been listening to the internet version found at www.queermusicheritage.com. I want to thank all the artists who gave me interview comments that helped make cataloging this history so much more interesting. So thank you, Amy Myers, Melange Lavon, Clay Calloway, Devin of Devin in the Straits, Eric Hyman, Tom Anderson, James Collins, Barry Gould, and Irwin Keller of the Kinsey Six. Back to Irwin, or Winnie. I ask him which song from the new album has become the biggest crowd pleaser.
We Arm the World. We Arm the World, I think right now, you know, every performer has, say, a song that audiences require. So We Arm the World, I think, has kind of become our signature number. It's gotten, you know, we have a video of it on YouTube, and I think it's gotten, you know, like 30,000 hits or something crazy for us. But it's a parody of We Are the World, and we perform it with that same level of sanctimoniousness, but it's also, like the original, it's a comment on what is the proper role of our country in this world, but it says something, of course, as you can tell by the title, very different than the original.
There comes a time for a Halliburton call, when the world must come together for guns. There are people dying, oh, so it's time to send more arms. Give bombs the greatest gift of all.
Let's give the third world spending day by
day. 30 billion bucks in sales is not chump change.
If they want food, let God make them famine free.
But the truth, you know, guns are all they need.
We arm the world, we harm the children. But giving arms will make us higher pay, so let's start giving.
There's a mint we're making, we're saving our own hides. And we'll make Lockheed Martin Day, yes, you and me.
So they know that someone cares. It's like drugs, make the first sample free.
Kids don't need nutrition, it's munitions that they need.
There ain't no profit saving the Sudan.
Free arm of the world, the arm of the children.
Leave unexploded weapons where they blame. Hey, it's a living. High-cost loans are making, enslaving others' lives
in debt that they will have to pay to you and me.
If you're a down and out Bin Laden or Hussein, Dabba,
oh, we will sell you arms, but you'll turn on us again.
We're taken in playing with others' lives. We'll turn from predator to prey. Yes, you and me. Come on now, let me hear ya.
We are third world.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children.
If we keep poor children in our arms, we'll make billions.
Yeah, we'll make billions.
There's a chance we're taking. It's living our lives. We'll turn from predator to prey. Yes, you.
Predator to prey, just you.